I love my Android phone. I got stood up last night by my super hot date, so I spent my entire Friday night eating popcorn and ice cream and crying. Actually, I didn't. I reformatted my Samsung Moment, and now it is better, stronger, faster. Screw iPhones. My bike can ride. My phone can ride a bike.
With no handlebars? With
no handlebars. Did I say that right? My bike can ride a phone with no handlebars. We're not even going to talk about your mom. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to episode 123 of That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. Okay, is it whose Liquid Ice is this? Is this your Liquid Ice? Your mic.
Oh, yeah. It's my mic is really hot today.
It is. We are all aware of the dangers of the virus formerly known as swine. We're going to call it H1N1 because we can't pronounce the funky symbol. Oh, that's Prince, isn't it? Anyway, yes. News of overzealous advertising in Walgreens. Yes, your Pepsi has H1N1, apparently.
What?
You
have to linky that to me.
Yeah, I will. And have you ever wanted to harness the power of children to keep the lights running?
Yes, yeah. Like your child.
Exactly.
With the
burning.
Give her a little bit of caffeine. I'm sure we could power Irmo for like days.
So we got an enterprising inventor unleashing the power of child labor and making it seem like fun. Well, he makes it seem like fun, and that's kind of the whole point. I got some other cool news. I got Twitter from space. A potential
cool.
Yeah, potential thrust at Apple.
I'm floating.
What? The Hubble telescope snaps a picture of an alien mothership disintegrating after a massive space battle.
Likely.
Yeah, at least that's what I think it is.
As likely as a 9-year-old getting 5 Microsoft certifications.
We'll tell you about the cover-up in a moment. All that and a bag of chips on today's That Computer Show episode 123. Okay, H1N1 stickers. This is... Okay, have you driven by a Walgreens lately, and they're all like, we have the H1N1 vaccine available. Come get the vaccine. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, if you go by a Walgreens, they're all over the place. I'm seeing them at, like, urgent care facilities, places like that. Well, according to The Consumerist, Pepsi now comes with H1N1 flavoring available only at Walgreens. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Here's the deal. There is a new ad campaign, I guess.
H1N1 available here.
H1N is this yellow round sticker that says H1N1 available here. It's letting you know that
come
you can...
Come here and get infected.
You can get the vaccine. You can get protected. Well, the problem is somebody completely covered almost every product inside this Walgreens. I'm looking at... There's Haagen-Dazs. There's a Red Baron Classic Crust Pepperoni Pizza, H1N1 available here. Not going to eat that pizza.
It's embedded in the pepperoni, I imagine.
Cafe Walgreens, buffalo-style wings. That's funny.
And wouldn't the H1N1 make your Haagen-Dazs vanilla crunchy?
Yes, and bacon-flavored.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Somebody really overdid it. I'm going to go to the local Walgreens and see if it's affected by this ad.
Maybe it's a viral campaign.
Oh, it's a viral...
The stickers themselves are replicating and...
Oh, like
all the
in,
products
like
are getting infected with the yellow sticker.
Wow.
It sounds like something you'd see on Doctor Who.
It kind of does, actually. On Christmas Eve, nonetheless. Because that's, you know how they always have the big season finale.
Something okay. Really weird and bizarre. Psychotronic energy. It's using lots of energy.
Oh, dear.
I have to find its energy source and shoot at it with a sonic screwdriver.
Okay, so...
I just summed up every Doctor Who episode right
pretty
there.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sorry for ruining it for everyone.
So, you heard about the Hubble debris unlike any object ever seen before.
Yeah, it looks... There's a movie way back in the day, Life Force.
Yeah.
Okay. You remember that movie, the ship that was in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
It looks exactly like that.
Okay, basically...
Which is really scary, because I watched that movie as a kid, and that was a scary film. Basically, it centered around this really hot chick that could, like, kiss you and then suck the entire life out of you, and you turn up into a shriveled little pile of dust.
Isn't that called marriage in the 21st century? Mm. Oh, snap, I'm kidding. I'm sorry, that was only partially wrong. So, I think it's a spaceship. I think it's like debris from a Battlestar Galactica. It actually kind of looks like a Cylon base ship.
It's more likely two asteroids that collided with each other.
Yeah, that's what NASA's telling you.
That now orbit in between Mars and Jupiter in the asteroid belt.
Yeah, we know better.
Mm-hmm. But it looks Death cool. Star. It's like the claw.
It's the Death Star. It's really cool. Go to device.com to look at this picture. What Hubble saw indicates that P2010A2 is unlike any object ever seen before. At first glance, blah, 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 tail of a comet, blah, 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 blah.
Everything we just said.
Yeah, nuclear bomb. Nuclear bomb, see? It's a base star.
This occurred at over 15,000 kilometers an hour. That's five times faster than your car, I mean, than the speed of a rifle bullet.
That's fast.
So, yeah, wow.
Okay, in other space news, now, I sent a tweet before the show, nice little picture of Leviticus saying, hey, we're about to go on the air. If you follow us at TCS Joe or mine at Esmiano, you'll see that tweet and that picture. And that's cool and all, right? Mine's a picture of Leviticus. Yeah, these guys are sending pictures of Earth from space. Pretty sure they've got the one up on me. Astronauts Jose Hernandez and Suichi Noguchi really know how to make Earthbound folks jealous. This is from device.com. The gorgeous picture that you see above, and you don't see it because you're looking through my ears and not through your eyes. Basically, these pictures were from space. They've got pictures of cities in the day, in the dark, water, shots of the moon and the International Space Station, all sent from Twitter. Look at that. Look at that picture.
That's really cool. I believe they were sent with a TwitPic.
Wow. And like, I remember when you would watch a movie and it would show, like, it would be a sci-fi, movie or TV show, and it would show pictures of Earth from space, and you're like, wow, that looks really cool. But you know it's really fake because, like, you don't have people up in space with their Kodaks or whatever.
We do now.
And now you do.
They're floating around with their little iPhones. Ooh, click.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Could have shot out the window of...
I mean, look at that.
Of Port-au-Prince.
That's real. That's not fake. That's a space station. That's no moon. It's a space station. Wow. Okay. That was just cool. That's Amanda Potion talking. Okay. A little bit of iPad news. We're all excited about the iPad. Chris, you're excited about the iPad?
I am not excited about the iPad.
Neither am I. Nobody's excited about the iPad. No, you are not. You are not.
But the iTablet sounds cool.
The iTablet?
Yeah, it's going to launch from a UK company. It's X2 is talking about this. It's a 10-inch TFT tablet PC that runs Windows or Linux, powered by 1.6 gigahertz Intel processor.
250 Which means you can also drive, put OS 10 on it.
Or Linux. USB ports, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, HDMI output.
HDMI out?
1.3 megapixel webcam, 3G.
It's everything the iPad was supposed to be.
Exactly.
Holy shnikes.
But it's going to be
British.
British.
You may fire when ready. You may boot when ready.
But it's running Windows. You may crash when ready.
All right.
The one thing that I don't like about it is it apparently is going to have a hard drive, which is a little different. You wouldn't want a spinning disk drive in something like this. You would rather really want solid-state storage.
Yeah,
but it does have stereo speakers, USB ports, HDMI, and a freaking webcam, which those make it just tons better than an iPad anyway. So, and the price point is probably going to be closer to what we thought the iPad was going to be, which is about $1,000. But it's basically going to be a netbook sans keyboard.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, it was announced back in 2007 by a company called Amtrak, and this thing is just finally coming to fruition, so...
Okay, so what I wanted to talk about is a company called TouchCo. Now, I've kind of got a woody for electronic paper. I'm kind of excited about the concept. I think it's really cool, flexible displays, touch-sensitive stuff, basically a replacement for paper. So there's a company called TouchCo. They're a New York-based startup that is developing flexible, force-sensitive multi-touch pads. According to TouchCo, it's IFSR. Sensors are not only cheaper to produce, but can reliably detect inputs from more than just fingers. What did you just... You just touched me.
I did. Thank you for your interest in TouchCo. As of January 2010, the company is no longer business. What
gives? And that is because Amazon just bought them.
I mean, At least they could put that on their website.
Yeah, and they probably will. But see,
here I am going, he's talking about something really cool. Google, touch go. Fail.
Now, here's the thing. The iPad, one of the only saving graces of the iPad is that it is supposed to make an excellent e-reader, an e-book reader. What you've already got the Kindle, and you've got the Nook, and Dolly, the Warly Warly Boop, we're coming out with one. So, there's a lot of mutterings that this may... imagine it, a flexible e-reader that can access the Kindle Amazon library. It's pretty formidable. Because, honestly, I'm not going to buy a Kindle, because it's still too big. But if it were flexible...
You could roll it up or fold it up or
yeah.
whatever.
Or toss it on my bed, and if the dog stepped on it, oh well. You know, what's he going to do? Bookmark Chronicles of Narnia. Saying. So... keep an eye on this. I'm excited. TouchCo and Amazon making the future like I want it to be.
All touchy and feely.
All touchy and feely. Okay, so we got iPad is stupid. We covered that. Spaceships fighting in space. Covered that. Twitter from space. Covered that. Oh! The power of children.
Yeah, what gives?
Okay. The Rocco. It sounds like my Italian cousin. From device.com.
Aren't you. All your cousins Italian?
Yeah, pretty much. Child's rocking horse is a kinetic power generator. And this actually makes complete sense. I mean, you've seen a, you know, a rocking horse. You rock back and forth. You lay a rocking horse. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine if you put a kinetic energy harnessing device as part of that, a generator.
What are you powering, though?
Well, Rocco, not a whole lot. Basically, the handles can be removed and used as a flashlight or a nightlight. The rocking horse charges the, you can...
Hmm. How many of these rocking horses would I need to charge my Android phone?
You know, probably a lot. But here's the thing, and I'm excited about it.
Get some Roccos, get some kits.
Because it's the development of technology. It's the innovation of these technologies. Because you've got this. You remember the story we had last year about hamsters? They were harnessing hamsters to power a kinetic motor to charge phones. And granted, they needed like 10,000 hamsters. So not too efficient. But the idea is that as we... and there was the vest. Somebody invented a vest that you drop your iPod or your...
Oh, and you use the kinetic
energy of
electric.
Your movement. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the ability to recharge these devices is all around us. You could totally take your electronics off the grid right now if you had 10,000 hamsters on a rocking horse all wearing kinetic vests. You'd be set.
But you'd have to feed the hamsters.
And the poop would be
See,
tremendous.
The thing is...
But it's coming, people. It's coming.
The law of conservation says energy cannot be created nor destroyed.
Only changed.
So you had to buy the hamsters food.
True.
So you're paying for that energy.
Yes.
You have to, you know,
I
maintain.
Already have to pay to feed Emmy. I might as well get something out of it. Let her charge my phone.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know?
But you could just get a treadmill.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Get a treadmill, some webcams, make your own OK Go video, charge the webcam using the treadmills.
But that's kind of where I'm going with this. Imagine if she were wearing a kinetic energy vest on a treadmill or on the rocking horse, just playing, just being a kid. But she had wearable, power generating devices, and not just her. For example, us. I mean, what we put the pedometer on me, and I pee what three times? No, that's different. I walk like 4 to 6 miles a day here at the store. Imagine all of that energy that I burn powering this show.
We'd probably go off the air and just end it.
Yeah, no one would be listening. All right. We have managed to toss away a good 15 minutes of our lives, and we brought you along with us. Sucker. Sit tight, and after the break, we're going to do it again, but this time with different news, like spray-on liquid glass.
Oh, glass. I missed the...
Oh, thought it was a farty thing. No.
No.
Glass is free 3D.
Why would you want to spray that? Okay.
See if the hype is real in just a few minutes. That computer show will be right back.
Hot dog.
Club.
I'm a hot dog, the dog did love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream. Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Brill Cream, you look so better there.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow Mix from Purina. The cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best. Tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Meow. I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
With a hammer-induced thumb injury appeals to Christ Almighty. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Local resident Bart Pintner made an appeal to Lord Jesus Christ Almighty today following a ball-peen hammer blow to his thumb. Pintner addressed Christ as Holy Jesus Christ Almighty in heaven as he was repairing a chair in his garage. Though details on the spiritual communion are not available, Pintner repeated the name of Christ twice more in the appeal. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, start it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it.
And we are back. That's funny. Sorry, we're back with more That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. The reason that Chris is laughing like a little girl is... Okay, hold on. Let me tell you the news story, and then we can... Somebody has been hacking famous people's Twitter accounts. For example, Barack Obama posted an offer for, $500?
Take the survey, possibly win $500 in free gas.
Yeah, which, you know, he's trying to help the country out, right? Thanks, Barack. Well,
it was a phishing scam.
It's a phishing scam. They removed it. But then, Chris,
I scroll down. There's Britney Spears. Hi, y'all. Brit here. Just wanted to update you on the size of my meaty beat. It's about 4 feet wide with razor-sharp teeth. I think she's talking about dog or pigs.
Fox News' Twitter, breaking news, Bill O'Reilly is gay. Now, this isn't my news. This is what somebody hacked and tweeted on.
Oh, and the one Rick Sanchez, CNN. I'm high on crack right now. I might not be coming into work today. That's just great. These things are awesome.
These are famous people's Twitters who have been hacked.
Here's a video the hacker made of him inside the hacked accounts.
Wow.
I'm going to watch that during the break.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, maybe they can protect themselves with spray-on liquid glass.
Glad I realized what you said when you... Yeah. I just didn't understand before.
Liquid glass.
I thought this was him cleaning it up with the sprayer there.
Yeah, he's trying to wipe... No. Liquid glass could change our world more than Teflon and Gore-Tex did. Now, this is an opinion as related by device.com and not necessarily the opinions of thatcomputershow.net. The flexible and breathable material coats any surface with a 1/1000th of an inch thick layer of pure silicon dioxide, otherwise known as
glass.
What's the big deal about it? Such a fine, smooth film can protect whatever is underneath from bacteria and dirt, and it's even waterproof and resists UV rays. No, you cannot take a bath in that. That would suck for you. Because you would be dead. I don't know. Basically, creator German company Nanopool says anything sprayed with this stuff can be completely cleaned with a quick rinse of hot water, and it will be disinfected as much as bleach could do on any other surface.
Just spray you down with some Windex, man.
Yeah, if you're Greek and going to a wedding, that's exactly what you do. Basically, they claim it's completely safe for the environment. Interesting stuff.
Glasses are completely recyclable and natural occurring material, so
yeah,
it's just silicon dioxide, you know.
Kind of cool, though. I'm sure that this doesn't have I don't know, this is pretty cool applications, but yeah, you can prank somebody by spraying this on the road. Not cool.
And glass has some pretty interesting, applications in the technology arena as well, as the fact that it's an insulator. If you needed to spray on a clear insulator, then pretty cool. It needs more, to be more durable than a plastic or other type of film. Yeah. So
this may well be the path to transparent aluminum.
Yeah, just different layers of aluminum. What was it? Aluminum oxide and... Oh, goodness. We talked about it last year.
Yeah.
Translucent aluminum.
Yeah. It wasn't stuff that Scotty came up with, but it was still cool.
Hey, they're halfway there.
Yeah. All right.
A little cloudy.
Glasses-free 3D televisions are coming soon. Wow, that's hard to say fast. Singaporean Sunny Ocean Studios claims to have a 27-inch display that shows 3D without the need for glasses, and it has a 64-degree viewing angle. Now, the standard television has like 170-degree viewing angle, so, you know. They're planning on showing it off at CeBIT in Germany in a month, so we'll get to see how it works. Remember Avatar... the recent announcement that the Star Wars movies are going to be 3D'd and re-released in theaters coming soon. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I'm wondering how they're going to change the scene between Han and
Han Solo shot first, people.
They're going to change it again. How many times have they changed that scene?
Three or four. Now, here's the thing that really buggers me. I'm all for re-releasing Star Wars in 3D, and if it's done right, it's going to be cool. I'm going to really enjoy taking Emmy Joe Rockstar to see it. Maybe that computer store will have an event. It'll be awesome. Here's what buggers me. They're releasing it, as Lucas says, quote, in order. Episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wrong. No, ma'am.
It won't make sense.
It's supposed to be episode 4, A New Hope, 5, Empire Strikes Back, 6, Ewoks, Return of the Jedi, 1, Anakin's a whiny little boy, 2,
Anakin's a whiny teenager.
That's awesome. Give me a fist bump. And 3, Anakin gets put in a microwave and cooked.
Why that order?
Because Lucas says, Leviticus just asked, why that order? Because Lucas says that's the order that it's supposed to be watched in. I say nay to you, George. Nay. Like a big horse. Look at my horse. My horse is amazing.
Tastes like raisins.
Nay, Charlie. Did I completely just go way off topic?
You did.
But you're with me, right?
Yeah, okay. Yay. But Acer is releasing a 23.6-inch 3D display that does require glasses, but it's available now. It's pretty interesting display. 16.9 ratio. Sells for about $400.
That's not bad. How big is it?
It's a 23.6 inch or 24 inch.
And it's only $400?
Yeah, $400. Now, granted, you still have to then buy the glasses, which the kit, the NVIDIA 3D kit.
Oh, uses the NVIDIA kit.
It's $200, requires a compatible NVIDIA video card, but.
I just got a bead on a 40 inch TV that's 100. Wait, what's the refresh rate? Is it 120 or does it have to be 240?
120, I think, is the minimum for the NVIDIA 3D.
Because I just got a 40-inch TV with 120. I didn't get it, but I got a line on 120 hertz 1080p LED TV for, it's like $900.
It's not bad.
It's really, yeah, and it's thin. And so I'm going to get to play with it before we give it to our customer. But so pretty cool. iMac production. Oh,
27 inches. Oh, yeah, the iMac is...
27-inch iMac being put on the kibosh?
Well, they seem to have some problems with the screen. Issues with some of the screens flickering, some of the screens having a yellowish tint.
That's cute.
It's pretty interesting.
Weird. You know what really blows my mind? I was talking to Matt at the store yesterday, and he was bragging about the Mac... Oh, what's the big one? The big, powerful Mac. What's it called?
Power Mac.
No, not the Power Mac, the other one.
iMac.
No, the Mac Pro.
Yeah.
Mac Pro. And he was like, yeah, they're great. It comes with an NVIDIA 9400. And I laughed. I was like, an NVIDIA 9400? Our entry level, and he's like, yeah, it's $2,000. It's 9400. I was like, dude, that can't be right, because can you check and see if that's right? Is that right?
I don't know. I know that you can get the larger Macs with more muscle, but...
But for 2000, our entry level, our $500 computer comes with a video card that is comparable...
To a 9400.
One might even say more powerful than a 9400. And he's like, oh, it's only $2,000. Something's wrong there.
Well, apparently a firmware update's going to fix the flickering problem they're having on the 27-inch iMacs, but they're probably going to have to have a recall... The yellow tint issues. But right now, they put the kibosh on the production. They're not making any more until they can fix these screen issues.
Wow.
So.
Wow. So, did you hear, and I got a lot of anti-Microsoft news today. You're going to love this, Chris. Microsoft warns of IE flaw that turns your PC into a public file server.
Okay.
Yeah, Microsoft has issued security advisory 98-0088. To address a publicly disclosed vulnerability in Internet Explorer that may allow information disclosure for Windows XP users or for users who have disabled Internet Explorer protected mode. The vulnerability was discussed at this week's Black Hat conference.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Users running a version of Internet Explorer does not protected mode. Versions if affected include Internet Explorer 5.01, Internet Explorer 6, Service Pack 1 on Windows 2000, as well as IE 6, IE 7, and IE 8. On supported editions of Windows XP and Server 2003.
If you're using Internet Explorer 6, if you're using IE5, you can't even listen to the show with IE5.
Yeah, I'm hearing this right now.
If you're using IE6, slap yourself in the face right now. Go ahead and do it. Update, please. Just freaking update.
You're not using IE6, Kyle, are you really? You just wanted to slap yourself? Okay. I was about to say,
wait a minute.
I'm about to fire you.
The machine you're on right now, though.
No, I'm pretty sure it's IE7.
Okay,
that's it. Yeah, basically...
If you're using IE7, freaking update. It's old, too. It's broken. Get IE8 and don't use it. That's my recommendation. Go ahead and update to IE8 and then don't use it.
But here's the thing. No matter if you do or don't, do your Windows updates, man.
Go ahead and get the Google Chrome frame.
Windows updates. And I have related news. Actually, not related news. A security flaw puts iPhone users at risk of phishing attacks. Basically, there's a... what is it called? It's called SCEP, which is a protocol to securely verify trust relationships.
Simple Certificates Enrollment Protocol. It was a Cisco thing.
Yeah. But apparently, they're...
They did it wrong.
They did it wrong. And so... Someone can basically fake a certificate and trick you into giving them your underwear.
Your email.
Underwear email.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. So, how's that? How you liking that iPhone, buddy? You and your iPad? Read a book in the bathroom? Hmm?
Negative.
I love my Android phone.
I do too. We had some fun with our Android phones.
We really did, yeah.
Today. We used a couple of interesting applications. What was it?
Hawker?
Hawker, yeah.
But I want to talk about Hawker in a few minutes.
Did you hear about the latest news on the Toyota gas pedal debacle? Apparently, it's a software glitch.
I was wondering about this. You know what? Somebody owes me a dollar. So tell me about it.
Apparently, it has less to do with the floor mat than it does the fact that a software glitch was causing some of the issues. So
it should be, they should patch it.
It's not really that easy to patch software that's baked into that kind of hardware. And there's also an issue with the braking software in the Prius. But
yes,
only getting recalled in Japan right now, so.
Yeah, apparently the braking software in the Prius is running IE6. I haven't had any problems with it, but, you know, as vehicles and as the world in general becomes more wired and more dependent on code instead of just pure mechanics, these things are going to happen. I mean, I nuked my phone last night for two reasons. One, I got stood up. She's listening right now, so I'm going to post. One, I got stood up, so I cried and ate ice cream and watched the new Smallville superhero special, I'm really excited.
I should have watched District 9.
I should have, yeah. And I also nuked my Android phone. And how much time do we have in this segment? 3 minutes? Okay. Not enough to talk about all the cool stuff in my phone. So we'll talk about the next segment. But, breaking news. Pun intended, Dell must defend itself in a suit alleging they sold defective notebooks.
Really? Dell notebooks
Dell
breaking?
Dell sold defective notebooks.
I don't know.
What is that all about?
I can't believe it. Really?
Who'd have thunk it?
Hold on.
A federal appeals court reinstated on Friday a proposed class action lawsuit accusing Dell Incorporated of selling defective notebook computers. Now, somebody needs to get HP for the DV9000s.
Oh, man. The DV9000s, 2000s, 6000s, and...
Yeah.
That was just nasty.
A panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco reversed Federal District Court's 2008 dismissal of the case against the third largest personal computer maker in the universe. Dell, based in Round Rock, Texas, did not immediately return a request for comment. They were busy reinstalling Windows on their broken Dell computers. Not really. I mean, well, probably. But the defects caused their notebooks to shut down without warning, fail to boot up, or deteriorate too quickly. Really? Dell laptops falling apart because they're crappy? This doesn't sound right, does it, Chris?
Actually, it sounds like... it sounds exactly right.
Okay. Yes, that's, if you didn't note, that's the sweet taste of sarcasm dripping from my voice.
I thought that was the sweet taste of liquid ice.
Liquid ice is good. The judge also called it unconscionable to enforce a provision in customer sales contracts requiring arbitration, in part because customers may decide not to pursue claims over the $1,200 to $1,500 computers individually. So basically, when you bought the computer, not only did you buy a piece of crap, you waived your rights to complain about it in the U.S. legal court of the courtiness. Instead, you said, yeah, I'll just get this arbitrated by an arbitrator that Dell picked. Wow. That burns my butt like a candle this high. And my hand, I'm showing it like a butt height candle, so like a big candle. Anyway, that is all for segment two of That Computer Show. Sit tight. Segment 3 will be coming back. You're listening to us live from That Computer Store, thatcomputershow.net. Sit tight. We'll be right back as we dig for something else to talk about other than Dell sucking.
From San Francisco comes
Rice. Aroni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, Aroni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking, eat.
A flavor that is sure to please. Rice Aroni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice Aroni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice Aroni, the San Francisco treat.
Junior, now that you're selling yourself for a buck, you're going to meet a lot of girls.
What?
Well, when a whopper loves a woman, they... Here, take this.
What's this?
It's an extra napkin. Put it in your wallet.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Love.
Don't mention it.
Whopper Junior for a buck. Bringing some attitude to the PK value menu.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
This is Internet Radio. It is diverse and far more entertaining than conventional over-the-air radio. It gives you something you can't get from other forms of audio media. It gives you music you might not hear anywhere else. It gives you interesting points of view and experimental methods of production and content. It's a new type of radio. But there are those that want it gone. There are people who want to take this all away from you. They say that by hearing their product over the internet that they're getting cheated out of millions of dollars. Let's see, you hear their music and decide to buy it. How does that cheat them? You like their product and choose to spend money on it, and that cheats them how? In a free world, people are supposed to have a choice about where they get their entertainment, and your independent internet broadcaster is being threatened by big money conglomerates who demand you do it their way. If you want a free internet radio community, you need to take some positive action now. Not tomorrow, now. Send an email to copyinfo@loc.gov. That is copyinfo, copyinfo, at loc.gov. Tell the Librarian of Congress that the World Wide Web is for all people, broadcasters and listeners alike, who are entitled to enjoy this new technology without the threat of the extortion that the big money music interests are proposing. Small internet broadcasters simply cannot afford to pay an inflated per song per listener fee, and you want the free expression of music as art to remain just that, free for all.
Too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. Oh, what a relief.
A woman has been injured in a hostile makeover. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. New Yorker Julie Milner is in stable condition following a hostile makeover today. According to witnesses, Milner was attacked by salespeople at the Elizabeth Arden Cosmetics counter at Macy's. They violently applied thick coats of rouge and eyeshadow. Stacey Hull witnessed the attack.
It was horrible. They had her in autumn colors. She was obviously a winter.
Milner is reported to be in self-critical condition at an undisclosed New York salon. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News. Pick up the Onion at your newsstand or visit theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, load it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it.
And you are back listening to That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. Oh, sorry, I was moving away from the mic. So, a couple things here. We were talking during the news, or during the breakiness, of video standards. Basically, when you go to YouTube and watch a video, it's, what is it, H.264 video?
It's H.264 inside of a Flash 10, Flash 9 container, basically.
Containers. Okay, so basically, the video format is called H.264. Now, there's a push to, with HTML5, the new standard for the next generation and current generation browsers, is to move to something called Og Theora. Now, the push for Og Theora is basically because Og Theora is free. H.264, you have to pay licensing fees for, right?
Exactly. It's patent encumbered, as they would say.
Now, one of the big problems to implementing Og Theora now, kind of starting the move to tomorrow and today, depending on who you argue with, is there's no real easy way in Internet Explorer, which is, like, it, love it or hate it, that's the majority browser right now. There's no easy way to watch it. Well, a company called Nuanti has developed a web browsing plugin that basically is an Og Theora decoder for Microsoft Silverlight, which runs inside of Internet Explorer. Basically, these people have brought that video to Internet Explorer in a quick and easy way, because pretty much anybody who's got IE8, they're going to have Silverlight installed. So the problem that we're seeing is... What's the problem, Chris?
Well, right now we're seeing that the majority of the web browsers are supporting H.264, and some are doing Og Theora. The issue, Firefox, the Mozilla team, does not want to support H.264 for patent reasons. Apple doesn't want to support Og Theora because they don't want to put Theora inside of QuickTime.
Basically, they have a lot of control over H.264s.
When you play any type of a video on a Mac, it goes through QuickTime. Just like It used to be on Windows, everything went through the media player or DirectShow. There are other things now, like Flash and things like this. But there are patent reasons for keeping H.264 out of the Mozilla open source tree, because if they put it in then and pay for it, they can't support and pay for all of the derivatives of Firefox, such as the social networking version. What's it called? Oh goodness, Chloe runs it. Can't think of it right now. But all the different versions of Firefox, they can't pay for it all.
Right.
Apple doesn't want to do Theora, so they're bickering over which one's which. You can currently, if you have Google Chrome or Safari installed, you can go to YouTube and opt for the HTML5 beta and watch everything in HTML5. No Flash needed. It's actually really nice. The interface is a little bit cleaner, and it looks really good, too. YouTube has everything already in H.264.
True.
Because it was, when you upload your video, it's converted to H.264, stored on their servers, and it's just streamed through a Flash plugin. They really don't want to have to re-encode everything to Theora. Yeah.
Now, my argument there is, don't. If the browser's already supported, add in support for Og Theora. It's more cost-effective because you don't have to pay licensing fees. It's open source. And from this point on, just do everything in Og Theora. You still have legacy content that's in H.264. You can still play it. That's cool. But now here's the rub. And a very intelligent comment. We're reading this on Slashdot. This guy's a PC builder, and he says, well, my video card cost $35, but it came with H.264, Windows Media, MPEG, all hardware accelerated, basically meaning the video card does all the work, doesn't take it away from the processing power from your CPU, blah, 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 whereas there is no hardware acceleration for Og Theora right now on these cards. So his suggestion, and I think it's an excellent one, is to release it to... If you can get the video card manufacturers to support hardware acceleration?
Well, the API for Theora hardware acceleration has been out for a long time.
Yeah.
It's up to the video card manufacturers to actually take it seriously. With Firefox already shipping, when you update to the latest version of Firefox 3.6, one of the pages you get is full of HTML5 video. You click on something, and the video just plays. It's all Theora, and it looks really, really good. There have been leaps and strides in the quality and compression ratio of Theora in the past year alone. And as far as hardware, the API has been out there for a long time. And, you know, it's kind of misleading to say that these video cards do hardware acceleration when it's kind of, you know, a kind of a soft hardware firmware.
Yeah, in some cases that's not the case.
It's really just using the video card's DSP to process, and you just program that DSP via the driver or whatever to actually... do decode some of this stuff.
Yeah. Now, if you think that we're on drugs, well, you're not.
If you could call caffeine, okay, it is.
Yeah. So technically, okay. But now here's the thing. Heroin is bad, ladies and gentlemen.
Pretty bad stuff.
I don't know if you know this or not. Heroin is bad. But British authorities today warned drug users that heroin in London was highly likely to be contaminated with anthrax, which is worse.
Man.
Heroin bad, anthrax worse. While public health investigations are ongoing, quote...
Oh, you mean the drug, not the band.
Not the band.
Oh,
yeah, the drug.
Okay, the drug's pretty bad, too.
It must be assumed that all heroin in London carries the risk of anthrax contamination, said Dr. Brian McCloskey, who is the director of the Health Protection Agency in London. Heroin users are advised to cease taking heroin by any route, if at all possible, and to seek help from their local drug treatment services. Now, that's interesting. If you want people to stop taking drugs, put in stuff that'll kill them. Wow, yeah. Anthrax is a potentially lethal bacterium that exists naturally in the soil and can also occur among cattle. Moo. It also, more notoriously, is a potential bioterror weapon. You guys may or may not remember the envelopes being passed around after the 9/11 attacks that had anthrax in them and all that jazz.
Yeah.
The big scare in the Postal Service. Not just the band, but the government organization as well. So, yeah. If you're taking heroin, you need to stop. Even more now than before, because it's not good for you, and now it has anthrax in it.
Wow.
But Cheerios help get rid of cholesterol. I'm not saying there's a relation there, but... Okay, Chris, we've talked about Microsoft and how there's, like, different... If it sometimes feels like Microsoft is five or six different companies. There's a corporate schizophrenia at play. At Microsoft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm looking at an article from Slashdot. What is going on over there, Leviticus?
He's breaking things.
We hear you doing weird stuff.
Fire. Firewire. Okay, great. Microsoft is a...
How infighting hampers innovation at Microsoft. Dick Brass, former vice president at Microsoft. Not Brass Dick.
What's his name?
Dick Brass. Yes.
That poor guy.
Yeah. Published an op-ed in the New York Times where he states that Microsoft, quote, Microsoft has become a clumsy, uncompetitive innovator, and how, quote, it has lost share in web browsers, high-end laptops, and smartphones. He attributes this situation to a lack of true system for innovation at Microsoft. Some former employees argue that Microsoft has a system to thwart innovation. If you don't toe the party line, you're toast. He tells how promising and innovative technologies like ClearType, really, really good stuff. And the original tablet PC concept, also really awesome.
Yeah, from like 10 years ago.
Well, but that's the point. They became crippled and sabotaged internally by groups and divisions that felt...
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because that pretty much describes a lot of Microsoft technologies. And,
yes.
And the way Windows works in general. Look at Windows Vista. Beautiful. Start it up. Look how pretty it is. But you actually try to use it, all these promises, they just don't seem to work right. And it's almost like the guy who made this button... Didn't even know the name of the guy who made that button.
Well, that's how their development team ran for years. To protect the proprietary of their intellectual information, they would run separate design teams. Each team would be given a particular task. Code this start button. Code this start menu. You code this desktop interface. And then they would put it all together. And they you're right. They actually didn't. They didn't cooperate. Now, that's changed. And then you have places like Live Labs who are powered by innovation. You have some of the smart minds, ex-Google employees who are making cool things like SkyDrive and Mesh and that cool PhotoSynth thing. But have you heard anything about those technologies recently? It's like they've just fallen off the radar. So
yeah, I don't know. I think it's almost like Microsoft said, well, you know, I think we're being a little too open, a little too open source, a little bit too much like those Linux guys. We're being a little too nice to the community. Let's stop it. Just kind of hush.
Now, that
in
being
fact,
said, Windows 7 is pretty
good. Yeah, Windows 7 is pretty nice. In fact, I saw the Microsoft story I had today is a little bit more sinister and dark and borders on the conspiracy theory thing. I had a link today about this 9-year-old who plots his fifth Microsoft certification.
Can you link that to me?
Yes, I can. And the weird thing is, you read the story. If you don't even look at the pictures, if you just read the story, it sounds quite interesting. It's an interesting story about this kid who is just a genius, a really bright kid a boy in Croatia who has been working with computers since he was three. He's got all these great Microsoft certifications under his belt. And you read the interview on Network World, and it starts to sound very, 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 very Microsoft tilted, very Microsoft biased.
Okay.
Talking about certifications, MCP, MCDST, MCASC, MCCC, MSC, MMMCACC, something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's Microsoft completely certified engineer with the M. I don't know. This kid's got all these things. It started to sound kind of odd. What's your favorite search engine? He was asked. My favorite search engine is Bing. Okay. And Yahoo. What's your personal preference? For everyone, the choice is different. I mean, it's just weird.
At his last birthday party, he had his face painted with the Microsoft Windows logo, while others his age chose less technical.
Okay, now here's the interesting thing. Every single... Now, I did some research. I popped this name into Google and read about 10 different articles, all from January 19th, and a couple of them from today, who reference this kid, Marco... what's the kid's name again?
Marco Polo?
Oh, goodness. I have a Google search here. This kid, Marco...
Collison?
Yeah, Collison.
Marco Collison.
Everything references him in text as a he. But click on slideshow on that link I sent you. Is that a he?
It looks like a little girl.
Keep clicking through.
Yeah, number 8.
It's a little girl.
Yeah.
It's a girl. Marco is not a he. In fact... none of the images match up with any of the text.
Huh.
This Windows 7 cake, that looks more like a Windows 7 party. Remember we had our Windows 7 parties?
Yeah, Windows 7 party, yeah.
This little girl, I mean, she seems pretty bright. I've even seen, there's YouTube videos of her talking. It's obvious that she's a little girl. Long hair, long curly hair, earrings, the whole bit. Girl voice. Why is it so that the article reads as if this is pure Microsoft thug.
Why is this? I mean, is it?
I honestly think this is a plant. This is a Microsoft marketing thing.
We don't know if it is, but we suspect that it is.
I am pretty certain that this is a Microsoft plant. That this is not.
But
this is not real.
Okay, but we don't. In fairness, we don't know. There's strong suspicion. I thought we were gonna blow the lid off this popsicle stand, but. I want to look at this. Because, if you look at this slideshow, it is. And, I mean, she's a pretty little girl. She's got a Windows logo there. It does look like a Windows 7 party. That's weird.
Wow. I mean, I was reading the comments just to see what the generalized public was commenting on about these articles. And all the comments tend to be like, oh, that's really sad. This kid should be out playing, he should be out playing sports and kicking balls and having fun with his friends. Nobody is picking up on the fact.
Kicking balls.
Well, I mean, you know what you did when you were 9? You go outside, you go up to your friend, you kick him in the... I mean, no. But this is just really, really bizarre.
You know what's worse? The Canadian Prime Minister loses to an onion ring.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Loses to the onion or...
No, an onion ring.
The food.
Yeah, I know. An onion
ring. A fried
ring, yes.
Piece of onion.
Tasty as it is, yes. On February 2nd, a group was started entitled, Can This Onion Ring Get More Fans Than Stephen Harper?
And, fans, okay.
And in just a few days, the group has almost triple as many fans as the Canadian Prime Minister. It has over 86,000 fans at the time of this writing, and Stephen Harper only has 30,000. Quote, this is just another example of how much Canadian youth disapproves of the elected leader. By contrast, Barack Obama has over 7 million fans. Blah, 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 blah. It's kind of a stupid news, not even newsworthy piece because it's complete opinion. But yes, the Canadian Prime Minister loses to an onion ring. Just keep that to see. They should hack his Twitter account. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like that is all for this week's episode of That Computer Show. We're going to be back next week with more Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week, thatcomputershow.net, to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, world peace, Android action figures, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Look us up at TCS Joe. Tweet with us. We don't have pictures of space, but we're still cool. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this was Chris.
And it still is Chris, actually. It wasn't in past tense. And you've been listening to That Computer Show.
Scroll it, close it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tweet it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it.